Track 4. And now it's more news stories. Water firm criticised for leaks and amid hose pipe ban. Figures which show South West Water losing 107 million litres of water a day due to leaks have sparked an angry response from Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley. The figures come as the water company brings in a hose pipe ban across the area in response to the prolonged dry spell. South West Water says it's working hard to cut down the amount of water which leaks from its pipes. Mr. Wrigley said, South West Water has got away with its grossly negligent handling of our water infrastructure for far too long. Now these figures prove it. South West Water needs to urgently get its house in order. Whilst local residents in Newton Abbott have to face a hose pipe ban, South West Water is taking them for a ride. It must stop rewarding its unaccountable bosses with exorbitant bonuses and start investing in fixing the infrastructure so we can avoid this happening time after time. Mr. Wrigley called on the government to replace Ofwat with a more powerful regulator to hold South West Water to account for its persistent failures. He added, under the mutual model of ownership that we are calling for, infrastructure investment would be a priority for water companies, with bills reinvested into stopping leaks and preventing sewage dumping. The water company says the hosepipe ban follows an extended period of exceptionally low rainfall, combined with sustained high demand during the warmer weather. It says its teams are working tirelessly to protect supplies for customers, maximising water production and increasing leak detection and repairs. It has also encouraged households to check their own appliances and toilets for potential leaks which may have gone unnoticed.
New roundabout opens to traffic. The new White Hills roundabout on the A382 near Newton Abbott is now open to traffic. Its opening on Monday, August the 10th, coincided with the closure of the A382 between Forches Cross and Stover School, which also came into effect from Monday to allow the next phase of the improvement scheme to begin. Access to businesses remains as normal and a signed diversion route in place. The roundabout has been completed on time and within budget as part of Devon County Council's wider improvement programme for the route. Drivers are now able to use the new roundabout to join the A382 towards Forches Cross or continue along Exeter Road towards Teengrace and Kingstainton. The exit from the roundabout onto the new Jetty Marsh Link Road towards Newton Abbott will remain closed while the embankment settles before the road is constructed. This will not affect traffic using the roundabout. The Link Road is due to open in autumn 2027. The roundabout has been designed with a shallow basin at its centre, which can temporarily store rainwater during heavy downpours, helping to reduce the risk of flooding on nearby roads. The central area has been seeded and is expected to be fully grassed over by late autumn. Before construction began, engineers used digital modelling to test different traffic management options and identify the approach that would keep disruption to a minimum while maintaining traffic flow during construction.
No fishing warning is issued for the Brook. Visitors and residents in Dawlish are being reminded that fishing is not permitted in the Brook. The latest warning comes after several people were seen fishing off the bridge in Manor Gardens. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, "The council is aware of reports of people fishing along the Brook, Dawlish Water. Please do not fish in this area. This is for your own safety and to help protect the local environment." Signage is in place warning people fishing is not allowed. Last year, two of the resident black swans had to be saved after ingesting fishing lines. Most fish species in the Brook are classified as fresh water, which means a license is usually required, as well as permission from the landowner, which in this case is Teignbridge Council. Anyone aged 13 or over must have a rod license to fish for salmon, trout, freshwater fish, smelt and eel. The penalty for fishing without a valid license can be a fine of up to £2,500. Last year, Dawlish Town Council voted in favour of introducing a bylaw to completely ban fishing on the brook from Carpenter's Bridge to the sea. The council asked officers at Teignbridge Council and the Environment Agency to instigate such a ban. Regular appeals are made to stop people fishing in the waterway, but the warning signs continue to be flouted. The brook has a thriving population of fish. It is asked that if someone is seen fishing there, to report it to the waterfowl wardens.
A 66-year-old Ogwell man was killed when he was struck by a train on the railway line. Malcolm Whitehouse died in June at Newton Abbot Railway Station, 3 days after he told friends he was feeling unwell. An inquest has been opened at Devon Coroner's Court in Exeter and heard that Mr. Whitehouse lived in Ogwell and was widowed and a retired optic technician. The hearing was told the train driver was travelling at speed and distance, which meant he could not avoid Mr. Whitehouse on the 22nd of June. He died from multiple injuries. The inquest has been adjourned until a later date.
Gardeners prepare for club's summer show. Bovey Tracy Garden Club's annual summer show will take place on Saturday, August 29th, with residents invited to enter their exhibits. The show is open to everyone, with entries costing 50p per class and a maximum of 2 entries allowed in each category. The Methodist Hall will be open for entries from 8am till 10am before closing for judging. Visitors can enjoy the show from 1pm until 4:30pm. The event will feature a raffle, plant stall, homemade cakes and cold drinks, and all purchases on a cash-only basis. Cups will be presented by Town Mayor Councillor Sheila Brooke at 2pm, with the raffle draw taking place at 4pm. Schedules are available online or from Timothy John's Hairdressers and the Riverside Community Centre.
Firefighters rescue woman from smoke-filled home. Firefighters from Newton Abbot were called into action on Monday after routine standby duties turned into a major operation to tackle a fast-spreading fire along the cliffs at Broadsands, Paignton. At around 1 o'clock on August the 10th, crew from Newton Abbot Fire Station were travelling to Paignton Fire Station to provide standby cover while crews dealt with a boat fire in Dartmouth. However, the crew never reached their intended destination after being mobilised to reports of a fire in the open along the cliff face at Broadsands. While responding, crews received more than 50 emergency calls about the incident, and that additional firefighters from Torquay Fire Station were also being sent to the scene. On arrival, the Newton Abbot and Torquay crews found the situation was significantly worse than initially reported. Flames had already spread into 3 neighbouring gardens, with an elderly woman trapped inside her home by thick smoke. The incident commander ordered 2 firefighters wearing breathing apparatus to enter the property and rescue the woman. After forcing entry, the firefighters, assisted by the women's neighbours, were able to lead her to safety. At the same time, other firefighters deployed 2 separate hose lines, each stretching 54 metres, to tackle the flames in the garden and begin an effective attack on the main fire front along the cliff. Firefighting operations were also supported from the railway line below by the fire train supplied by the Dartmouth Steam Railway and Riverboat Company. The combined efforts of crews from Newton Abbot and Torquay, supported by the fire train, surrounded and contained the blaze before it could spread to nearby properties. No injuries were reported. Damage was limited to the cliff face and three gardens, with firefighters successfully preventing the fire from reaching the homes bordering the cliff.